Marcus with the Travel World Report, and another personal look at New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Wendy, welcome back to Travel World once again. And you mentioned that there was a friendly rivalry between New Zealanders and the Australians.
That's right. It's sort of like a sisterly, brotherly thing. While we kind of get annoyed with each other and we try to beat each other in every single sport you can imagine, we also kind of love each other. And so, yeah, it's kind of this really friendly rivalry, but we enjoy it. We really do.
One of the things that you'll find throughout places in North America is that a person's spoken accent will change. And actually, the New Zealand accent to our ears is quite musical. Do you notice a different accent between either North and South New Zealand or New Zealand versus Australia?
Oh, yes. It's quite interesting, actually, because while many North Americans can't tell the difference between Australian and New Zealand accents, we think it's completely different. We think we have a completely different accent. It's sort of like comparing the Canadians and the North American accent in a way, because generally if you're American, you can tell a Canadian, and if you're a Canadian, you can tell an American. And same with New Zealanders and Australians. So I don't think, generally though, within New Zealand, there's no particularly, you know, big diverse change in accent from the North and the South Island. We are a small country of only 3.8 million people. But we definitely don't sound anything like the Australians. We don't think so.
Can you imitate an Australian accent?
Oh, we say dance and they say dance. They say the number six. We say six and they say sex. it's completely different.
I think I like the Australians already.
Yeah.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and a personal look at life in New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Welcome back once again to Travel World, Wendy.
Thank you very much.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the fun of life in New Zealand and how voice accents tend to be pretty well the same. Growing up in Canada, we love to laugh and tell jokes. And although no offense is intended, we pick on Newfoundlanders in Canada. We call them Newfies and make up all kinds of jokes about them. Who are the Newfies of New Zealand?
Well, that's a very good question, and you've stumped me a little bit. I'm trying to think. I know, like, when we say the South, perhaps maybe right down the bottom of the South Island where there's, you know, lots of farming communities and, you know, that perhaps we would call them our Newfoundlanders where, you know, they really are a unit into themselves and, you know, we sort of think of them as being so far away and so, apart from the rest of the country. But, it's not such a diverse as I knew. I know that what those jokes they say about Newfoundlanders, but we don't really get that quite so much.
I was about to ask you if you knew of any native New Zealand jokes.
Oh, now you've really put me on the spot. All I could think of was terrible jokes about sheep. We always seem to get all those sheep jokes because at one stage I think, you know, people said there were more sheep than New Zealanders. So I won't be mentioning any of those.
Oh, you got to give us a sheep joke.
I have to go and have a look on the internet to remind myself of them.
Okay, it wouldn't have anything to do with the Australian pronunciation of the number six.
But you think it's sex.
Exactly. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.